This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A week after his bill was introduced, State Representative Joel Kretz is now giving a little more context to his legislation that would establish a wolf sanctuary on Bainbridge Island. The Republican from Wakanda tells the Capitol Report what his bill is all about.
We have a state representative from Bainbridge Island that has legislation out there to end any killing of wolves, no lethal response to wolves. No matter what they do, they can attack your livestock, attack your pets. They can kill your kid and you can't do anything about it under her bill. And I just felt if that's the kind of legislation that someone from Bainbridge Island is going to be running to impose on us who actually have wolves, maybe it would help broaden her mind a little bit to experience the benefits of wolves. So what better place than Bainbridge Island? The enlightened people that are Bainbridge can experience the fullness of life by living in the midst of apex predators.
So that includes all lethal removals of wolves, no matter what the Wolf Advisory Group says?
Absolutely. It's to just taking it on their own. No input from any of the people that have actually worked really, really hard on this issue for many years looking for solutions. You know, it just frustrates me that it's kind of that Western Washington mentality of not only we know what's best for us, but we know what's best for you.
Kretz House Bill 1639 is in response to Bainbridge Island Democrat Sherry Appleton's bill prohibiting any lethal removal of wolves. Listen tomorrow for more on the Kretz Sanctuary Bill.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.